Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to do this. Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen. What do you say? Oh, yeah. Because it's just something we're marking off our list. And that's what we're doing. It's so, oh, God have mercy. We're looking over here because we don't like the way we're feeling. We don't like the inability that we feel. And we want something. We want power. We want protection. We want something to overcome this nasty, dirty nature that keeps on cropping its head up. And we're looking here. We're looking at, and it's closer,
yes, sir,
than you think. Go ahead and go for the motions, and you just go ahead and you just act like this, because that's what, oh my God, if we could just get plugged in. Woo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know. I'm always saying it. I'm always encouraging. I'm always repeating it over and over. Some people say, you ain't encouraging, you're beating it up with, you're beating me over the head with a baseball bat all the time. Well, you heard about that old mule. Yeah, those two farmers, they live right next door to each other. And that old farmer, he had a mule, and the other guy had a mule, his neighbor had a mule, and he worked on that mule of his, and he's like, man, that mule would have good enough done, but he'd watch his neighbor, and that mule would just be trotting, man, just plowing and getting so much work done. He finally got sick and tired of it. He said, he goes to his neighbor, he says, I want to buy your mule. He said, because every day I see you get out there and you get 10 times more work done, and I don't care what it costs, I'm going to buy your mule. I said, okay. He said, name your price. The guy names his price. He forks it over and he pays the money, brings that mule over to his place, and he's thinking, he can't hardly go to sleep. He's just tossing and turning, going, oh man, I'm going to get so much work done tomorrow. I just can't wait. This is going to be so exciting. I'm going to get my fields all plowed, and he ain't going to get nothing done. He was just so excited. He couldn't wait. He got up at the crack of dawn, ate him some biscuits and gravy and some bacon and eggs, some good heart food. And got ready to work that day. And he got out there and he got that mule all harnessed up to his plow, got everything all hooked up, and he got behind that that mule and said, gee, ha, yeah, come on, move. Dumb thing ain't moving. And he just kept on slapping that thing, and he's getting more frustrated, trying to get that mule to do it. He's screaming. He gets real mad. He starts cussing. And he said, that guy in the middle of the night, my neighbor came and he switched mules on me. I know he did. So he marched on over there to that guy's house, and he starts to chew him out. You changed the mule. He said, I never discussed this thing. He said, I can't get that mule to take the first step. I can't get nothing done with that thing. I don't know what's wrong with that, what you did to him. And he just accusing him. He said, whoa, hold on a second. Let's go see. He walks over there. And they get over there next to that mule. And that owner, the old owner got behind there. And he wanted to get it going. He started looking around. He looked over there. He got this big old stick. He picked up that stick and he went over there. Whack! Hit that mule right upside the head. That mule started to shake. He went back behind and said, yeah! And man, that mule went to take it off. The new owner, he's running by. He said, man, you didn't tell me you had to hit him in order to get him to go. He said, you don't. You just got to do that to get his attention. That's sometimes what I feel like I gotta do around the church every once in a while. I just gotta get your attention. You'll do just fine if I can just get your attention. You'll just do, hey, come on somebody. You'll do just fine if you get plugged in to the Holy Ghost. I just get your attention refocused. Oh, Hallelujah.
Amen. You need me to knock you upside the head? Can't think of a song yet? Well, hallelujah. Praise God.
They give you power over your enemy. It goes all the way back into the Old Testament, for the Bible even said in Isaiah 59, when the enemy shall come in, when the enemy comes in, woo, I like it this way better, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against you. It don't matter what the enemy comes and points in your face and accuses you and runs his mouth on you, God's going to lift up a standard. God's going to come in and say, whoa, that's my child. That's my God. That's my God. You get your ugliness back off of him. You get your hands off of him. That's mine. Some of you don't believe that, but that's a treasure in the power of the Holy Ghost of which you have. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. You want to know something? Huh? You want to be smart? I'm going to tell you the best college that you could ever go to.
Yeah!
Right there. That's your best textbook you could ever have. Now when you combine it with the power, with the power of the Holy Ghost, you may be going along, I don't know, what does that really mean? God help me, boom, whoa, that's what that, wow, man, that's a good name, that'll save me, that'll keep me, that'll give me some strength, that'll give me some direction, because through the with the Word of God, you cannot lose. It is your Comforter. It will teach you. It'll lead you. It'll guide you in all truth.
Amen.
The Amplified said this: but the Comforter, the Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Stabilizer, Standby, excuse me. The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things.
Wow. Amen.
That Holy Ghost, he will stand in on my behalf, because I gotta go away. But I'm not gonna leave you comfortless. I'm gonna come to you again. In the form of the Holy Ghost, and I'm not just going to be around you, but I'm going to be on the inside of you. Come on, somebody, you need to start acting like you got the Holy Ghost on the inside, instead of the Holy Ghost sitting out there somewhere in the center, out there in space, trying to control everything. No, you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You got treasure in this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, bring it on, teacher.
Bring it on.
And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. That's what you can say. Bring it on, teacher. Show me something. Give me the power of wisdom, of knowledge, of understanding like nobody else can. There ain't a professor alive that can teach you more than the Spirit of God. To refresh. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers. Amen. Rivers, plural. Not just a single river or creek or stream or trickle. It said rivers. Hey, mighty Mississippi and Ohio coming together, amen, and putting out some water. Come on, I'm talking about rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Oh, thank God, I got the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank God, I got the Holy Ghost. And I know about the treasures. It's not just on my to-do list and something out there that I had to do. But I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. For the Holy Ghost was not given up because Jesus was not yet glorified. But when he was glorified, he said, all right, y'all gather together in that upper room. I got an opportunity. Y'all pray for me. I'm so excited. In January, I'm getting to go to Israel.
All right.
I'm so excited. There's about 40 or 45 other preachers and their assistants and so on and so forth that are going to go. And I can't wait. 10 days in Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, our hotel is only 3 blocks from the Wailing Wall. And so we're going to have a prayer meeting at the Wailing Wall every morning before we go and do our stuff. I'm excited. Nevertheless, that just got me excited. I tell you what, I can't wait to go in the upper room. I can't wait. Amen. I had some other preachers tell me, they said, man, it's an experience of a lifetime to know what you've been preaching. You're standing at the same place where Peter was. Same building.
Wow.
Yeah, good.
And so the more I keep on dwelling on that, the more this fire starts burning inside. So y'all think I'm getting crazy right now? Wait, just wait. Anybody thirsty? He said he would give you rivers of living water. The baptism of the Holy Ghost provides us rest. It is a drink that is so powerful that he said you'll never thirst again. And sometimes you begin to think about that. Oh, well, that means I only have to do it once. No, because this is something that will continually flow out of you if you stay plugged in.
That's right.
And that's why you'll never have to go back to drugs. You'll never have to go back to an illicit relationship. You'll never have to go back to pornography. You'll never have to go back to alcohol. You'll never have to go back to nicotine. You'll never have to go back. You'll never have to go back. You'll never have to go back to anything else that once brought you satisfaction. Because the Holy Ghost, the bad people of the Holy Ghost, have got so many treasures, you'll never want anything else. Just something to check off your list. That's why you want the world. That's why you want its music. That's why you want its fame. That's why you want its money. Jump with me right now, but that's the truth. That's why you want all the things of the world. It's because the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is not bubbling out of the Spirit. And you got this treasure. You got this treasure. You got this treasure right here.
Oh God.
And you've been searching all over the place. You've been looking for this and looking for that.
Hallelujah, my God.
You'll give it. If you'll give him your all, I can guarantee you, you won't
yes.
be sorry.
Yes.
Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not. Come, and neither come hither to draw. I'm going to tell you what. She was still thinking in the physical. And there's some of us that's still kind of thinking in the physical. And well, I know you got to use some physical examples in order to get the point, the spiritual point across. And that's what Jesus was doing. Amen. But you got to plug in.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to stay plugged in. Man, I'm plugging this vacuum cleaner. I don't care how much noise it makes. It's going to stay plugged in. I don't ever want this battery to go low on the shelf, so I need a 100-foot cord so I can have it all plugged in all the time.
That's right, amen.
Huh? Huh?
Isaiah 28:11 said, with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest. This is the rest. Oh, I'm so weary. I'm this, I'm that. I'm telling you today, you've got a treasure already right where you're at. Yes. Power of ownership. I don't have a lot of time.
Hallelujah.
I have no time. I'm trying to be more evangelistic, and evangelists preach shorter.
I'm trying to be an evangelistic pastor. Those two just, for some reason, they're hard to fit together. So that's why 45 minutes is better than 30.
Amen.
Except I'm probably already over that. I'm looking at my daughter and she's like, well, Dad, she's not really judging. I want y'all to know I asked her to keep count. I am trying. I even told somebody else in the church, I'm trying to keep it more short and simple. And simple. So I am keeping it simple, but I ain't keeping it short.
Josh, you know I'm in church, and he's FaceTiming me. Are you serious? I'm in church. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Oh, I want to be his. And he said, that's mine. When my Spirit is dwelling on the inside of you, you can say, hey, 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 that's my daddy. Yeah, you got ownership in this. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse 13. In whom ye also trusted. After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of your inheritance. It's your down payment, brother. It's your down payment, sister. Amen. When you got the Holy Ghost. It's a down payment. Don't say, now I'm going to keep every promise in the book that I've got for you. Every promise is yours. And the reason why you can bank on it is because I'm giving you the earnest of your inheritance. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure.
having this seal, referring to the Holy Ghost. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Jesus Christ depart from iniquity. Let me remind you today that he has marked you with a seal of promise. With a seal of promise. The Holy Ghost is the deposit which guarantees our inheritance and our redemption.
Yes.
Acts 20 and 28. Gives us power within. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. He said, to whom God hath made it known what is the riches and the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. Oh God, if we could just understand that when you gave us the Holy Ghost, it wasn't some secondary, mamby-pamby, wimpy thing.
Right. Amen. Yeah.
And it wasn't just some lesser, let me say it like this, lesser being. No, God, you came to dwell on the inside. In the power of the Holy. That's the power. It's Christ in you. Christ in you. And the reason why we struggle with our flesh. Now let me ask you this. No, maybe I will. Yeah, I will. Anybody struggle in their flesh?
Yeah.
If you don't struggle with your flesh, you're either an alien or a liar. And I don't know where aliens go, but I do know that the liars go to hell.
Yes.
Right.
So you're probably saying, I'm an alien. I'm not talking to the aliens, then. I'm going to talk to the humans. That understand that this is, I'm telling you, it is Christ within you. You and I oftentimes have taken it for granted in such a manner that here all of the wealth, all of the treasure is right there. And yet we act like it's out there that we have to get it. We have to grab it. We have to lay hold on it. We have to do something.
Right.
It's even like I said the other day. We got all of this that we look at and we go, wow, God, you created all this. This is so cool.
Right.
And we believe God that he created the heavens and the earth. I even said this week, we believe God that he put that big old honking lake up there in the middle of the mountains that, I can't remember, is it the second largest alpine lake in the world?
Or is it first in the United States.
First in the United States, but second in the world.
Yeah.
Right here in our backyard. And God did that. And we go,
yeah, God, my God did that.
You're sick.
I wish God would heal me.
How stupid is that?
We believe that God did all of this, and we walk around with a headache.
Why can't I believe God for this 6 foot, 200, none of your business?
But I can believe him for all this, but I can't believe him for this. And why is it that I can believe God for you?
Huh.
And I can believe God for you. And for you. And I can believe God for all y'all.
Right.
I know God can heal every single one of you. That's easy for me.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
I believe that we have got this twisted up, messed up concept, and we don't even realize the treasure that's right here. The treasure that's right here. The treasure that is right in our very hands. My. There's so much, so many others, and I skipped some of the scriptures, but
You say, well, I want that. I want that. And maybe there's some of you here today, if you don't have what I'm talking about, I'm talking to some of you that have this, and you have forsaken all of what you have. It's like pulling around a wagon full of diamonds, and you're going and looking for fool's gold. That just doesn't make any sense. You got a, and you're frantically looking, and you got all of this wealth here in your card already, and you ain't even tapped into it. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy about our humanity?
Yes.
And I'm not just preaching to you that you do this. I do the same thing. What do you think I'm preaching this? Because I've done the same thing and realized, man, look at all this that I got. What in the world? What in the world am I thinking? Why in the world am I acting like this? Okay, so forgive me. I'm gonna ask for, can I get everybody's forgiveness real quick? No, I'm not gonna close. Yeah. Hey, John. I was reading. Can I just give you this one little nugget while I was gone? I was reading in Psalms 115. You go back and you read it. And I've always struggled with this. And maybe I'm saying this just for one person, okay? Maybe I'm saying this just for one person. But he talks in Psalms 115, he talks about that they have gods that have eyes but cannot see, a mouth that cannot speak, or a throat that cannot speak, and a mouth that cannot do this, and a hands that cannot do that, blah, blah, blah. And they are no better than they that make them. Okay, those gods can't do anything, just like those that created them can't do anything either. You can't depend on them. But it talks about God Almighty. And it said that all of these promises were to those he addressed. Oh, man. Okay. Let me give it up.
Since I got your forgiveness.
Yeah.
Look at this. I want to help somebody. I just want to help one more person. One more person. One more person. One more person. He said. Okay, and he said, verse number 8 says, they that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. You can't do nothing. You may have hands, but you can't do nothing. You may have feet, but you can't do nothing. You may have a mouth, but you can't do nothing. You may have eyes, but you can't see anything. But God, but God. He said, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield.
Amen.
I have always struggled with this. And while I was gone, in my motel room, God gave me this. And I have always struggled with this. And this is what God gave me. I've always had this in the back of my mind. How can I claim the promises of Abraham and of Israel when I'm not? And I understand some of you go, well, that's easy because my wife did the same thing to me. She goes, I never had a problem with that. I was always grafted in. I know, but I still struggle with it. I know I'm grafted in and I am become spiritual Israel. I understand all of that. But it was just like I wanted just something a little bit more. And it always talks about Israel and all the blessings and Aaron and all the blessings and Abraham and all that. And I'm just a generic old Gentile. I'm a Heinz 57, nothing.
Right.
And then I read that scripture. I had to go back. It said, you that fear the Lord and trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. I go, man, that's me. That's me. He talked about Israel and Aaron, and then he uses this generic person, the one that fears and trusts in the Lord. Now look here. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. And my heart just started to go, because it was Israel and Aaron in the same verse. But then verse number 13 said, he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I realized that now, for me, I'm just talking about me.
Has anybody ever struggled with the promises of God?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've struggled with it. I went, God, you said everything that's mine, but that was specifically talking to Israel, but that was specifically talking to this one, and that was specifically, God, I want it. I want one for me. Y'all never, y'all never. I want my own problems. Yeah. The one that has my name on it. I go, whoa, this has got my name on it. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The earth, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead shall not, or the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down there into silence. But we will praise the Lord from this time forth and forever. And I thanked God right there. And I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost, and this is why I'm bringing this in right here. The Holy Ghost, we're in that hotel room. Me and my wife, I'm kneeling down on the edge of the bed, reading my Bible. We're praying. We're conversing a little bit, and we're just having some devotional dedication time. And I just start crying. I felt the Holy Ghost so strong, like I feel right now. And I just said, "Wow, God, that's so awesome, because you know that." Even for years, I've often had this in the back of my mind, like, I want my own promise. And it's something so simple. And maybe for most of you, maybe that didn't mean anything to you. But I want to tell you what it was. It was the power of the Holy Ghost. Because I had been praying. I had been feeling after the Spirit of God. And then I literally just turned my Bible open and I started reading, and boom. And that's what I'm talking about. That power of the Holy Ghost, when you need something specific, and right then, will you stand with me? When you need something specific, and right then, when you've had a question, and even though I've had that in my mind for a long time, look at the timing that God says, okay, now I'm going to give you something. And I just about came out of my skin. I was so excited. But can you believe your mom? When I started sharing to her, what happened? She goes, I never had a problem with that. I always just figured I was grafted in. It's no big deal to me. I know that, baby, but this is... myself. But maybe you're one that you struggle. That you struggle with some of those promises. And you want to claim them so bad. I know there's some promises in that book that I want claimed. And now I'm going to. Because I'm going to say, now you said Israel, and you said Aaron, but then you said all them that fear and trust you. I do that. Right. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I fear you, I reverence you, I respect you, I honor you, and I trust you. Now, I ain't perfect, but you didn't say I had to be perfect. You just said fear and trust.
Right. Right. Amen.
I'm down with that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
He didn't say he had to be perfect. Right. I said, okay, so that's mine. So I'm going to start claiming some promises. I'm going to start talking differently when I talk to God. When him and I are having conversations, I'm going to get a little bit more, not necessarily aggressive, but more forward, I guess I would say. More forward. More confident. There we go. That's it. I'm going to be just more confident when I start talking to him, and just expecting that that's going to happen.
All right. Yes, sir.
Because after all this time, and it came to me right now, and I got some more to preach, but I ain't gonna preach it. Not today. Later. The Bible said, play. Or are you gonna sing something fast? Then don't play. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into your hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of
Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. If you really want Jesus to shine through you, get full of the Holy Ghost. Get full of the power of, and that power be not of me, but it be of you.
Amen.
And I have, did you catch that? We have this treasure in earthen vessels. In earthen vessels. Now, some of you may even say right now, you're going, now, Pastor, how am I supposed to pray? You've been a little bit comical at the end, and you've been back and forth and all over the place. There ought to still be something inside of us that just goes, oh man, this feels good. I don't know about you, but I just want to pray just a little bit anyway. Yeah, I'm hungry just like you are. So what? I want that river. I want to make sure that river flows. I want it to continue to flow. And sometimes there's things in life that plug that water, that fountain up. And maybe today you need to unplug some things so that fountain can flow. There's been some things that you haven't trusted the Lord in. You've not given him proper reverence and honor. You need to unplug that. But those of you that may not have the Holy Ghost, you don't know what I'm talking about. But I can tell you that you are closer. You are closer than you think.
Right.
This place, this moment, right here, right now. And so many people make it a big, big deal. There's so many times, even gotten my pickup. Man, I just started singing. Man, the Holy Ghost came in just like it said. He said, hey, I'm going to ride with you for a little while. Oh, man. Tears started rolling down my face. I start praying. I start feeling the Holy Ghost. Start speaking in tongues. Just like, oh, man, this feels good. The Holy Ghost feels good. It don't matter. We make it out to be such a big deal. I'm going to tell you, the promises unto you and to your children. All that are far. And God's calling you. And you're not here by accident. You're here on purpose. And God wants to give you this great gift that many others have already had. And he wants you to experience all of the treasures that are contained in this thing. In this, I don't even know how to phrase it, but in the power of the Holy Ghost, this promise is for you. I want us to take some time right now and reach out and touch the Lord. I want us to take some time right now and pray. I want us to take some time right now and get full of the Holy Ghost. Can we do that? So, well, it doesn't have the... No. The Holy Ghost is not contingent upon a fast song, a slow song, a medium song, whether it's this or what. No, the Holy Ghost is ever present. It's about you touching him, him touching you. I want us to pray. Can we pray? Can somebody reach out and touch the Lord right now? Jesus, we love you. God, I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. There's such a treasure, God. There's such a joy. There's such a peace. There's such a contentment. Oh, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody right now, you just need to thank him. Thank him. Those of you, you've got the Holy Ghost, but you need to thank him all over again.
And some of you, there's others of you here today, you've been searching over here and looking over there and looking for all kinds of stuff. But it's right there. The treasure's right there close to you. He can be everything you need him to be. He's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. He can be the peace in your storm. He can be the love of your life. He can be anything that you need him to be. Do you need protection today? Come on. Get full of the Holy Ghost. God, I need you to put up, raise up a hedge of protection round about me. While the enemy may be trying to bite and nip at my heels and trying to fuss at me and mess with my mind. God, I need some protection. You said you'd be strong and mighty tower. You said, God, you would be my defense. You would be an ever-present help in a time of need, in a time of trouble. God, I need some help right now. I need your help. I need your deliverance. I need you, Lord, like I've never needed you before. Maybe you've been struggling with sin. I'm going to tell you the power of the Holy Ghost can help you be an overcomer. It makes us an overcomer. Come on. You don't have to give in. You don't have to throw in the towel. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, you can overcome. You can. You can. You can be victorious. You may not understand. You may not know all there is to know about this thing that we call living for God as a new Christian. But the power of the Holy Ghost, it'll lead you. It'll guide you. It's more important than anything that you can get today. It's more important than anything than receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Will you reach out? Will you reach out, God? You said through that preacher, you said, God, through your word, you said that it's up to me. That's up to me, God. It's a gift for me to have. It's a gift for me to have. Yes, it is. It's a gift for you. It's a gift for you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody find somebody else to pray with right now. Come on, encourage one another. Encourage one another and pray. Pray, pray, pray for one another. Oh, God, with the power of the Holy Ghost, help us and strengthen us. God, may we be nurtured. May we be strengthened. May we be strong in you today. Come on, brother, don't neglect the power of the Holy Ghost. You're struggling with nicotine, you're struggling with alcohol, you're struggling with all kinds of addictions, you're struggling with your mind. Oh, it's going to be with the power of the Holy Ghost, sis, that you're going to become stronger, that you're going to become wiser. I don't understand this, and I don't understand that. I'm going to tell you, it's in the power of the Holy Ghost. Keep full, keep plugged in, keep full.